Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Joe, as always, great to be here.
So a lot was discussed, though maybe not acted on, during the most recent Perry School Board meeting, starting with a conversation that you had about vertical alignment. Now, for those of us who aren't aware of what that means, talk a little bit about that and what you discussed during the meeting.
As we are preparing for next year, we're asking our staff, our teachers, to vertically align the curriculum. That basically means aligning what was not taught this year, the last 9 weeks, and then what can be taught then for next year. So basically preparing our students from what was missed from this current year and getting prepared for next year. So the vertical part then would be going from, say, second grade to third grade or eighth to ninth. So that vertical climb and the alignment is matching the essential standards, learning targets to what we need to teach and what needs to get done.
For sure. Now, kind of in that same vein of connecting this year to next year, what's the status on the school calendar? Because you've already approved an initial school calendar, but it looks like that might change.
Well, it could. We're going to meet with the calendar committee this week. We're looking at creative ways to capture some of that lost instructional time and to possibly start a little bit earlier, because we're allowed to start earlier as long as we have the basic rules and guidelines with a school calendar in place. So after that, then we need to bring it to the board and see if that flies. So we're taking a look at that, but we do want to get started a little bit earlier if we can for a couple reasons. One, we need to get back into school, period. Number two, if the COVID-19 would have a resurgence, we want to be prepared and get as much education in as possible. And third thing is, if we have a tough winter, we have a little bit of a cushion by starting earlier and still trying to complete them by the end of May.
All right. So more information on that to come.
Yes.
All right. Now, another update that you gave during your superintendent report during the meeting was on the construction projects. So talk a little bit about how those are progressing here, maybe even getting a chance to do even more construction since school has been out of session.
Well, the first thing was Director Baxter and Andorf gave a real nice update on the upcoming middle school renovation. They outlined the menu of possibilities. I think that the board will have the vision of making sure the electrical and some of those kind of foundational items are in place, as well as larger classrooms and sprucing up the entrance. I think those will be probably our main focus. There is a whole litany of different things that we could do, but like all of us, we're limited to the money that we have, so we want to invest it very wisely. And then as far as our current construction process, that is going along very well with the industrial tech and then our multi-purpose wrestling room. Visited those places yesterday. Things are shaping up. We've talked a lot about the infrastructure getting taken care of, and now the outside and inside main structures are taking a hold. So it's exciting. The outside insulated steel is getting put in place. The floor is poured now with concrete. The offices and different rooms are taking shape. And the old industrial tech room is now getting cleaned out, and they're ready to renovate that. So things are moving along.
All right, great. Now, kind of getting back to the COVID-19 conversation, I want to get your thoughts on how you felt the voluntary learning process has gone and how it might even grow from here into next year and possibly beyond.
Well, I think our teachers and staff and parents have worked extremely well and have worked extremely hard to try to make a tough situation into hopefully a great learning experience. So teachers, they got the resource packets ready for the elementary kids, and they just picked those up yesterday. So that was a big thing. And they continue then to meet with them, gaining those relationships, and also trying to accomplish some of those key essential learning outcomes that we talked about earlier. So how's it been going? I think tremendous. With no one having any idea that this was going on and making this huge change, people have adapted very, very well. Now, for the future, if this would come again, it's going to change from voluntary to required learning, which is going to be a huge, huge step. So we are in preparation for that. We need to make sure that there's connectivity for people. We have to now focus more on direct teaching and then getting responses and then students having the accountability to get things in and demonstrating their knowledge of the different learning targets. So it'll be a whole different level, but just like before, we're ready for the challenge and we need to be prepared.
Absolutely. A couple more things I want to ask you about today. Let's turn the focus on the class of 2020 because I want to get the latest information on possibilities for graduation and then also a couple of special events for them happening at the end of May. So talk a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah, again, graduation. We want to try to do something special for our seniors, and they've taken a survey and they have chosen to wait. Let's see how things go and see if we can have like a real traditional graduation the latter part of June. If that does not work out, then we're looking at July 11th with some kind of drive-in type of graduation where we'd be able to see the people going across the stage, but yet be in cars. So think of a drive-in theater. It'd be something similar to that. And with the help of KDLS, being able to broadcast that in some way. So we're still in that waiting mode. But I think what Mr. Marburger and the different counselors have agreed on is people have at least a two-week notice. All right. So we're going to read what the governor says, and then we're going to try to organize that just as quickly as possible. But we've told parents we'll give them a two-week notice, and we're trying to do what the students want to do, and that is have a traditional graduation. We'll see.
All right, and then as far as the virtual senior awards and the student Scoop the Loop program, which we'll also be involved with, talk a little bit about those two.
Yep, two key dates to try to make this a special time for these graduating seniors, class of 2020. May 21st, the virtual senior awards night, 7 o'clock, and that will be broadcast over the PHS Facebook page. Number two would be May 22nd, next day, student Scoop the Loop, 7 o'clock to 8:30, and KDLS will be involved with that. I think there'll be a playlist that when people are scooping the loop or driving, they'll be able to hear KDLS and that special music and information that they have, along with, I think, a lot of signs, jerseys, trying to honor these students that have meant a lot to the Perry community.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is that this month is National School Board Appreciation Month. So talk a little bit about that observance and why you feel like it's important to honor these individuals.
Well, the board is the foundation of what schools are made of, and they are the foundation that helps to make policies and vision for the school. And you have to think about this. The importance of it is this. They give a lot of time, a great service, no pay, but many concerns or challenges along the way. So it's a very unique position. And here's the deal with Perry. We're very fortunate to have consistency of board members from one year to the other, and they've been together throughout my time here and even before that. So we're very fortunate that we have people with Blue Jay Pride and Jay at Pride. We have people that truly care about other people, and they care about our school. So with those kind of characteristics and elements, we're very fortunate to have the board that we have, and it is important each year to honor these people that do a tremendous job and have a great service for our community and, of course, for our school.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No. Hey, thank you for listening, and as always, make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.